Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SSTN podcast. And we are a weekly sports podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify. We're on so many more apps. So make sure to as well SSTN podcast and our Instagram at SSTN podcast. But we usually start this weekly sports podcast every week with the news. And that is going to continue this week. So we have a bunch of news this week, actually. The first one is that Ben Roethlisberger is out for the season. So, Sam, how much does this affect the Steelers?
Oh, it affects the Steelers a lot. Ben Roethlisberger threw 5,000 yards last year. Although he was an issue, I feel, in the Steelers locker room, a big reason why apparently Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown left. He was still a pretty good quarterback. Maybe not one of the best, but a pretty good one, too. It's going to hurt them a lot. Mason Rudolph will be starting for them. We have to just see what he can do.
Yeah, and speaking of quarterback injuries, Drew Brees, out 6 weeks. This also affects the Saints a lot. Like, these especially the Saints, are competing for a playoff spot. And, like, without the quarterback and Drew Brees, that's going to hurt them a lot.
Well, yeah, it's going to hurt them a lot. Do we know who's starting for them? Is it going to be Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, yeah, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater has proven to be an NFL starting caliber quarterback, but what can he do? He hasn't played in a while. There's a lot of question marks around him. But moving on to the next news. Minka Fitzpatrick traded to Pittsburgh for a first-round pick, and honestly, I'm surprised. So the Pittsburgh loses Big Ben, but apparently they still want to compete. So trading for Minka just does that. And it's clear that the Dolphins are tanking. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense for them.
The Dolphins might honestly go 0-16 at this point. I have no faith in them winning a single game in this season. They're just like blowing the entire team up. I can't imagine anyone who wants to play for this team. What an embarrassment.
Alrighty, and moving on to the next news, you're going to rant on about how good this is for 10 minutes. I know it's ridiculous because, like, the way, like, you're so excited for this. Daniel Jones coming. Named the starting quarterback for the Giants. What do you have to say, bud?
Oh, man, here we go. See, I let you rant on about Devin Singletary last week. It's my time to shine. Now, Eli Manning, I have no disrespect. Like, he's a great quarterback. He got his two Super Bowls, but Daniel Jones, baby. Let's go. Daniel Jones, 4-0 in the preseason. Almost perfect. 29 for 34 for over 400 yards. He was absolutely sensational in the preseason. He's going to repeat the exact same thing again. And people say, it's in the preseason. Well, I will actually tell you that in week 4 of the preseason, Daniel Jones went 9 for 11. Over 100 yards, and the Bengals played all of their starting defense that week.
All right.
And that's him against NFL caliber defenses. Daniel Jones is the truth. He's going to lead the Giants to a Super Bowl. The Giants will go 14-2 this year.
Okay, that's a little bit of a stretch, buddy. Yeah, so the ridiculous Giants fans comments. But we are moving on to the week 2 aftermath, reacting to all the games. So Thursday night, the Panthers, we already did that in the last podcast. So moving on to the Sunday games, the 49ers beat the Bengals 41-17. So now the Bengals got blown out. This 49ers team, man, I was convinced by Jimmy G originally. I thought they were going to get Antonio Brown. I thought they were going to be 12-4 and win the conference championship. But then things just went downhill for me on my whole opinion about them. They still really don't have a running back. I mean, Mostert and Breida are now going to get the job with Coleman out now and McKinnon. So there's a lot of question marks around this 49ers team, especially their defense. But they've been looking good through the 2 weeks.
Well, Jimmy, he hasn't looked great, but he's done what he's needed to do in order to win them games. The defense has been all right. As we know, George Kittle's a very good tight end. Matt Breida's a very good running back. I don't know why you say that they have a running back issue. But I think the 49ers, we have to see them against better teams. They played the Buccaneers and the Bengals. I know the Bengals played well last week against the Seahawks, but they do that every once in a while. Are the Bengals really a great team?
No, they're terrible. They're the second. Well, now they're the second worst team in the league.
Exactly. We need to see them against quality opponents in order to start making predictions about them.
All right, moving on to the next game, we have the Chargers and the Lions. If the Chargers had a kicker and Austin Eckler didn't fumble that touchdown, then the Chargers would have won. But life isn't fair sometimes, and the Lions ended up beating a playoff-caliber team in the Chargers. It's crazy how much a kicker affects a football team, and I really think this proves a point that all teams need a great kicker.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers, they've always had those kicker woes with them, haunted them for a while. It's just crazy at this point how many times the Chargers have missed field goals. I just don't know. Detroit's the walking mediocrity now. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. So moving on to the next matchup, we have the Colts and the Titans, 19-17. Even though they did put a fair amount of points up in this game, 38, it's basically 37. Yeah, 37. My bad. So the Colts and the Titans, this game didn't really have too much going on. It's like Brissett and the Titans team. Like, the Titans did end up losing, and, I mean, that sucks. They lost to the Colts after they destroyed us week one. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this game really didn't have too much going on.
I told you, you were like, oh, the Titans are a great team and stuff. I told you. They have these random performances sometime where they'll smoke another good team. Browns are, I'm not going to say the Browns are a good team at this point. I still need to see more from them. I need to see more than who they beat, who we're going to talk about. But the Titans do this. They did that with the Patriots last year. And it's just like they have these performances and then they come down to earth. The Titans are not a great team. They're a very below average to average team.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. That whole AFC South division is just looking like it's going to be one of the worst in the league. So moving on to the next game, about the Patriots versus the Dolphins. The Patriots won 43-0. Do we really need to talk about this game? We all knew it was going
to
happen.
Move on. The Dolphins are an embarrassment. We don't need to talk about them. They don't deserve.
The Patriots are the Patriots. We don't even need to talk about that. Next up, the Bills versus the Giants. Guess who found the end zone in this game? Devin Singletary. Yes, he scored a touchdown. He looked good again against the Giants. I am still on this kid's hype train 100%. Obviously, he tweaked his hammy in this game. That leaves a little bit of a red flag, but I'm still a huge believer in Devin Singletary. And Buffalo did end up winning this game. Buffalo looks like they're going to be a solid team.
One thing I'll say about the Giants, even though they did lose, Evan Engram looks good. Their receiver situation needs work. I know Shepard and Tate are going to be coming back. That should help out. But one thing I was very impressed about, the defense is absolutely horrible. I'll say that. The defense is bad. We need to improve on that. One thing I'll say, though, the offensive line did look really good. I feel like that is another reason why they decided to go with Daniel Jones is that they actually do trust the offensive line. It's crazy to say that the Giants actually do have an average offensive line, and I think that's one positive that we can say about them besides Saquon Barkley, who looked very good again. I feel he's the best running back in the NFL. We all know he's going to come in week to week, and he's going to give the best performance possible, but I'm very impressed with the offensive line.
All righty. Moving on to the next game, we got the Vikings versus the Packers. The Packers ended up winning this one 21-16. And my second favorite running back in the league is Dalvin Cook. And guess who leads the league in rushing yards after week two? Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook's an incredible, incredible player. I was actually going to say, as one of my bold predictions before the year, Dalvin Cook will actually end up finishing league leading in rushing yards. Obviously, Saquon Barkley is only 40 yards behind in number two. So there's a lot of question marks around there. Saquon could pass him. But the Vikings, the Packers looked solid at the beginning of this game. But then the Vikings ended up coming back. Stephon Diggs really pissed me off a lot this game. And obviously ended up scoring a touchdown. But like the whole touchdown taken back, it was like, I think it was a bad call in my opinion. But the Packers, yes, he ended up winning this game.
Yeah, nothing much to say about this. I was disappointed by the Packers' performance. Vikings have a good team. Kirk Cousins, he can have a good game either way. It just depends on his situation. I was impressed by him. He didn't do a lot, but he's been doing what he's been doing.
All right, moving on to the Seahawks versus the Steelers. And Mason Rudolph, he showed some good plays. He showed some flashes. However, Seahawks ended up winning. Seahawks with two narrow wins against garbage teams, in my opinion. So Seahawks with Jadeveon Clowney not impressing me at all.
I quite the contrary with me this week. I think the Seahawks are now, if Drew Brees does not come back to his full self, I'm picking the Seahawks to be the NFC representative of the Super Bowl. I see a lot of potential on this team. This team, they're doing what they need to do. They're not making a lot of headlines. They're not doing, but they're doing what they need to do, and they're sneaky good. If you face the Seahawks in the playoffs, get ready, because Russell Wilson is a quarterback who could definitely lead his team to a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know if this guy is a Super Bowl quarterback, but I do think his team will get to the Super Bowl. A lot has changed in this 2 weeks. I think the Dallas Cowboys will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
The Cowboys did beat the Redskins 31-21. They look solid overall as a team. And I believe in this Cowboys team. I honestly believe in that. That defense with Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jones. They got everybody on that defense. I'm a huge the defense is elite. The offensive line obviously elite, it's always elite. Then the whole offense, they have one of the best wide receivers in the league, Amari Cooper. They have Jason Witten, who can get it done when it comes to playoff time. They obviously have Ezekiel Elliott, an elite running back, top two running back in the league. And Dak Prescott can get things done. He's had a ridiculous start to the year. And honestly, if the league stopped right now, the top three candidates for MVP, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes, if the league stopped right now.
That's probably the good song. How can you say that about the Seahawks and about the teams they played and not say that and say the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl? I'm just asking. How the Cowboys need to play real teams as well. The Seahawks play better teams than the Cowboys he's played. The Cowboys play the Giants and the Redskins. So you're going off of those two wins and saying that the Cowboys are now going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they actually beat them by a lot. And the Giants and the Redskins, they're on the – like the Steelers
the Giants have arguably the worst defense in the NFL, and the Redskins are not far behind. The Seahawks – the Bengals week one showed really good. That's a good team in itself. The week one Bengals team.
They played.
Joe Mixon had a good game. Andy Dalton had a good game. The Bengals can have that sort of game sometimes. And week two against the Steelers, they still beat them, even though it was against Mason Rudolph. But Mason Rudolph has a lot of potential. But I just can't believe you say this. Dak Prescott, MVP, get out of here. That's crazy.
I'm saying if the league ended today, the top three MVP candidates
would be. Well, I need to see them play against real teams.
All righty. Moving on to the Ravens versus the Cardinals. This game, Mark Andrews, he is this breakout star of the year. Marquise Brown, also a breakout star. Lamar Jackson, also a breakout star. And they obviously have their elite defense. So this Ravens team is looking good. There's a solid chance they're making the playoffs. A real solid chance. So, yeah, that's that.
Oh, we all know how much of the hype train I've been on for Lamar Jackson. We can all explain that. Lamar Jackson looked absolutely great. He's my pick for the MVP. I think the Ravens are definitely winning this division this year. I think it's going to be between them, the Patriots, and the Chiefs. I don't think they'll be able to make it past either one of them. I just don't think they're ready yet. Definitely not against New England. I wouldn't pick them. They have a chance against the Chiefs because of their defense, I feel that. Because the problem with the Chiefs is their defense is awful.
I still think the Chiefs defense has a lot of potential with Kendall Fuller.
It does have a lot of potential, but you can't say it's better than the Ravens defense.
It's not nearly as better on the Ravens defense, but the Chiefs are absolutely loaded with all-stars, in my opinion.
They're the highest amount
of all-stars. They have Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, Mitchell Schwartz, Chris Jones, Kendall Fuller, Frank Clark. All of those guys are studs to me. They have a great kicker in Harrison Butker, even though that really doesn't matter too much, well, to most people. So I'm just saying
that if you can stop the Chiefs on one drive and put up solid points against their defense, you will be able to win the game. That's all I'm
saying. All right. Well, moving on to the next game, we'll do the Chiefs and the Raiders then. The Chiefs obviously won 28-10. Mahomes missed a couple throws, and Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. You can't doubt him. he is probably going to be back-to-back MVP. So, moving on to the next game, the Texans and the Jaguars. The Texans barely won against Gardner Minshew. This Texans team is really concerning me a lot. That's all I have to say.
I'm with you on that. I think the Texans are still winning the division this year, but I wouldn't say they get past the wild card round. Their defense is very suspect to me. They are not impressed me whatsoever. Their offense is better. I'll say that. You can't sleep on Deshaun Watson, and of course you can't sleep on DeAndre Hopkins. Those two can make anything happen. But I'm getting nervous about this Texans team. I picked them to win the division convincingly, but they're starting to worry me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to the next game, we have the Bears and the Broncos. Obviously, two not great offenses. They really showed it in this game. I mean, the Bears got the win 16-14 barely because their defense held in check. But if this Bears offense can't get anything going, I don't know how this defense can carry the whole team.
Yeah, same with me, Mitchell Trubisky. I was never on his side. I still think the jury's out on him. Even though he had 12-4 season last year, he looked weird. He looked very suspect, and he's still looking suspect. I need to see him because I feel like he needs – in order for the Bears to win a Super Bowl, Mitchell Trubisky needs to be a star quarterback.
All right, moving on to the next game. We got the Saints and the Rams. And the Rams won this one 27-9. I mean, a lot of it was affected by the Drew Brees injury. Aaron Donald did get injured in this game, but I think he will be back soon. And at the end of the day, this Rams team is overall, I mean, they could be a huge contender for the NFC.
Well, of course the Rams. The Saints fans, man, they just been getting screwed over and everything. Now you got this bad call that limited them a touchdown. And then the Drew Brees injury. Seems like nothing can be going right for the Saints lately. I just don't know. I know the Rams are good. I'm not going to talk about them. We all know what they're about. The Saints, I'm not sure. If Teddy Bridgewater cannot play well and if they don't get a lot of wins, I'm very scared that they won't make the playoffs this year.
I mean, well, Drew Brees is only out for 6 weeks or around that. So
yeah, but if you go like 2-4, 1-5, that can really put a dent in your playoff hopes.
We're going to have to next game with the Falcons and the Eagles. I think most people expected the Eagles to win, but the Falcons actually took this one. Julio had a pretty good game. Julio did Julio stuff. And Carson Wentz, in many parts of the game, looked shaky.
I said last week that even though the Falcons had that loss, to not be scared because some teams have this performance. This is what the Falcons are. The Falcons are, I feel, a playoff team. The Falcons, they're a good team. Matt Ryan's a good quarterback. Julio Jones is, I feel, the best. If it's not Julio Jones, either it's DeAndre Hopkins or Julio Jones. Julio Jones is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. The Falcons are a very good team. They were limited by injuries last year. Most of their key players have come back this year. The Falcons are a sneaky good team.
All right, moving on to the next game. We have the Browns, the Jets on Monday night. And obviously, the Jets offense didn't do anything, but they had Luke Falk as their quarterback. Obviously, they had to keep pounding it with Le'Veon, with Luke Falk out there. Le'Veon had about 21 rush attempts or something like that. So, obviously, Baker looked a little shaky. OBJ had a great catch. And even though we're going against Luke Falk, I'm still proud of our defense. So, but I'm not too happy we beat the Jets.
Yeah, I was watching your sportscast today. I was hoping that you would lose, so you would change fandoms. But you got the win. The Browns got the win. Baker looked very shaky, I'd say. But again, sophomore slump, it happens. He's a second-year quarterback coming off a very good season. You got to give him time. The Browns are not going to make the playoffs this year. I'm telling you it now. They need time to develop. But the Browns had a very impressive win. Of course, Luke Falk. We don't even know how long Sam Darnold's going to be out for. And it's the Jets.
I mean, yeah, it's the Jets. I have to disagree with you there. The Browns not making the playoffs. But, yeah, so moving on to the next week. Honestly, I mean, I believe Oh yeah, hold up. So for all of you guys interested, the three teams I would have been down to if the Browns did lose that game would have been the Chargers, the Ravens, and the Bills. So yeah, for all of you people interested,
we all know he was gonna choose the Bills. Can we not put three teams? We all know it was gonna be the Bills.
Buddy. We did not know that.
I would have never known. Whatever team Devin Singletary is on, he'll root for.
Alrighty then. We'll move on to next week, week three. We're doing our week three predictions, and then after that, we're doing our last segment of the day. So, Thursday night football, tomorrow night, Titans at Jaguars. I don't care. Gardner Minshew is winning this one at home. Gardner Minshew, I've been impressed by him more than a bunch of other people. I think Fournette can run all over this Tennessee's run defense. And at the end of the day, I think DJ Chark is having an incredible year. And obviously, Saxonville is Saxonville. I think Jalen Ramsey, I don't even know if Corey Davis can get a catch on Jalen Ramsey in that game. So, yeah, I'm picking the Jaguars to win.
I'm picking the Titans to win this game. I think that they're going to squeak past Jacksonville with a very close victory.
All righty. Move on to the Sunday night football game. We have the Rams at the Browns. The Rams are only 3-point favorites. Sam might get pissed off at that because at the end of the day, he thinks the Rams are going to win by a lot. But Aaron Donald's playing hurt. I'm not going to be biased. I'm saying we're going to start off the season 1-2. But this game is going to be much more closer than Sam at least expects it to be.
This is going to be a game that's going to make or break the Browns. If they make this game close, I'll respect them. But if Baker Mayfield has shown what he's been doing these last two games and he does the exact same thing, I have little faith in the Browns. I already have no faith in them that they're going to make the playoffs. This will just prove my point. The Rams are going to take this one by a score of 35-21.
All righty. Well, the Bengals at the Bills. The Bills are home. John Brown has proven to be an elite wide receiver. They have the best running back in the league. Not the best running back, obviously. But they have Devin Singletary. And that Bills defense, they pushed through in the first two games. So, at the end of the day, Buffalo is beating the Bengals. The Bengals are terrible.
I'm very impressed with them. I'm going to also say the Bills. Even though I'm not as much in the Devin Singletary hype train as you are, I don't think anyone can be as high as you.
Nobody is.
You. I am impressed by him. I think he's a very good running back. He's a solid running back. I think I'm very more impressed with Josh Allen. I think that Josh Allen can be a winning quarterback, and I think that the Bills are going to take this one.
All right, moving on to the next game. Dolphins at Cowboys. Moving on to the next game, the Broncos at the Packers, because we really don't need to count the Dolphins at the Cowboys. Cowboys are 21.5-point favorites.
Honestly, it should be more.
That's all we have to say about that. So, moving on to the next game, we got the Broncos at the Packers. Joe Flacco versus Aaron Rodgers. That's the only point we need to make. Packers are winning this one. They're starting the season 3-0.
Of course they are.
All right, moving on to the next game, we got the Falcons at the Colts. The Colts are 1.5-point favorites. This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. Matt Ryan, Julio, they're obviously going to win this game, in my opinion.
No question there. I'm sad that we're not debating as much, but these matchups are pretty obvious to me.
Well, the Ravens at the Chiefs, you're probably going to go with the upset here. Well, maybe you're not, but yeah, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to win this one at home.
I don't know if you say upset because I think that these two teams are actually very similar right now. Lamar Jackson's going to... This is going to be a great – this is the game to watch this weekend. Like, this is the game that I think is just going to be a high-scoring game. I'm taking the Ravens to win this game 45-40.
Jeez. All righty. Moving on to the next game with the Raiders at the Vikings. My man Dalvin Cook will keep the rushing title after 3 weeks. He will run for at least 130 yards against the Raiders. And, yes – Minnesota will win this one. I think Stephon Diggs, after his terrible first 2 weeks, he will finally show up in week 3.
I'm picking the Raiders to win this one because I don't even know who to pick in this one. I don't want to pick the Vikings, so I'm just going to pick the Raiders because I feel like this is a time for them to get a win. because I don't know how long it's going to be till they get their next one.
Well, all right. But I have to disagree because Harrison Smith is going to be locking up Derek Carr's favorite target, Darren Waller. So, at the end of the day, I do think the Vikings will win this one. The Jets at the Patriots. The Patriots are 23-point favorites. Tom Brady versus Luke Falk. Closest QB matchup I ever saw in my life. Okay, we'll stop with sarcasm. Patriots are winning this one. Next. All right, moving on to the Lions at the Eagles. I think Carson Wentz and Philly take this one, no question.
Yeah, no question. Carson Wentz is going to win this game. If the Lions can pull something, they do this sometimes. They'll have like a little upset game. I don't know if this is it or not. I don't think it's it, but I'm picking the Eagles.
All right, Panthers at Cardinals. This is a game where the Panthers and Cam Newton get their first win. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey is a clear better running back than David Johnson, in my opinion. And David Johnson obviously came off the field with a wrist injury. And at the end of the day, Patrick Peterson obviously suspended. That hurts Arizona's defense a ton. So at the end of the day, I'm picking Carolina to win this one.
As much as I love Kyler Murray and Christian Kirk, I'm going to have to give this one to the Panthers. I just don't think the Cardinals have enough yet.
All righty, moving on to the next game of the Giants, the Buccaneers. Mike Evans will catch for at least 135 yards, in my opinion, against the Giants. Daniel Jones will be outplayed by Jameis Winston. And the Buccaneers will beat the Giants at home.
That is absolutely disrespectful. I think everyone knows who I'm picking to win this game. Daniel Jones is going to smoke the Buccaneers out of the building. Daniel Jones will have an amazing first game. He's going to be absolutely sensational.
Well, at least Devin Singletary has actually shown promise. I don't think Daniel Jones has shown any promise because he played in the preseason. And what did
he hyping on Devin Singletary in the preseason. So, that's not even fair.
Well, hey, what did Daniel Jones do against the Cowboys? He had a fumble.
Well, that was in the last 2 minutes of the game during garbage time. That doesn't matter.
Like, when a guy puts up negative fantasy points, he's not going to be a good player in this league.
It was like 2 minutes.
Moving on to the next game, we got the Texans at the Chargers. Austin Eckler, Melvin Gordon, who? Even though I'm a huge believer in Melvin Gordon, my man Austin Eckler is an elite running back in this league. Keenan Allen, elite wide receiver in this league. Phillip Rivers, elite quarterback in this league. Derwin James, elite safety in this league. Joey Bosa, elite defensive lineman in this league. But the kicker sucks. But I still think the Chargers are going to win this one.
I'm picking the Texans to win this one. I want them to have an impressive game, and I think they're going to have an impressive game. I think they're going to show some of their doubters that they can play. I think the Texans are going to win this game.
I will have to disagree, obviously. I'm going on to the Steelers on the Niners. The Niners have been looking impressive, and Mason Rudolph is the quarterback. I'm picking the Niners to be 3-0.
I'm going to say the Steelers. I'm a big fan of Mason Rudolph. I liked him out of Oklahoma. You went to Oklahoma State, I'm right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched some footage on him. I couldn't figure out if that was Oklahoma or Oklahoma City. I'm a big fan of Mason Rudolph. I think he was a very good quarterback. I'm not sure if he's going to do well this game, but I'm a big fan. I think him and Juju are going to be a very good combo. I'm picking the Steelers to win their first game of the year.
All right, moving on to the next game. Saints at the Seahawks. Call me crazy. Teddy Bridgewater is pulling this one off. He has Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas on his team. Obviously, Marshawn Lattimore, Cam Jordan on that defense. The Saints is just ridiculously talented. I don't care what you say about the Seahawks. I'm picking the Saints to win this
one. I'm sorry, everyone, but I'm going to have to agree with you on this one because I'm a big fan of Teddy Bridgewater. I think that Saints team is just too good. If Teddy Bridgewater could just be average during this game, I think they'll pull off the win.
All right, moving on to the Monday Night Football game. The Bears at the Redskins. Call me crazy. Case Keenum will pull this one off. Yes, I'm picking the Redskins to win at home. I think Adrian Peterson, Chris Thompson, one of the best running back duos in the league right now, I think, maybe. That defense with Ryan Kerrigan, it's not elite. It's not special. But I do think he can get the job done against Mitch Trubisky in the offense. Jordan Reed, is he finally healthy? We don't know. But I'm still picking the Redskins to upset.
There's no way Case Keenum will do anything against this Bears defense. I'm picking that the Bears are going to win this one. I don't know about Mitchell Trubisky, but I think the Bears defense is going to carry them again.
All right. Get the hype up for next week before we start our last segment. We are doing our 10 favorite players list next Wednesday. But moving on to our fourth topic, reaction to Instagram. We brought this back. And Lamar Jackson is the first player ever to get 250-plus passing yards and 120 rushing yards. So you are on the Lamar Jackson hype train, so you probably have a lot to say about that.
Oh, of course I have a lot to say about that. People always be claiming that he's a running back. He's a wide receiver. He can't throw the ball. I just can't believe anyone say that because everyone just seems to ignore the fact that Lamar Jackson took over Joe Flacco's job when they were struggling Baltimore to the playoffs last year.
With the best defense in the league.
With the best defense in the league, but the best defense in the league couldn't do anything with Joe Flacco on the team. So that's what I'm so confused about.
Well, nobody can do anything with Joe Flacco on the team.
Well, Joe Flacco is apparently doing something on the Broncos. Who even knows what he's doing at this point? I don't care because I don't watch the Broncos. But Lamar Jackson,
he's doing nothing. They're
right now,
lost the Raiders.
Right now is the MVP of the NFL. If he keeps up what he's doing, he will be the MVP of the NFL. And
Patrick Mahomes exists, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Lamar Jackson.
Moving on. Maybe moving on to a list, the top 10 shooters in the NBA decade based on efficiency. So I don't know what the hell efficiency this is based on, but this is the most ridiculous list I ever came. I saw. So number 10, Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver obviously is an elite 3-point shooter. So there's no doubt about that one in my opinion. Moving on to number 9, we have J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick, also an elite 3-point shooter. So I agree with those. These are two guys who can shoot, but not really do a lot of other things. Coming at number 8 is Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard's obviously an efficient shooter, especially deep, deep. So, yeah, Dame obviously ranks at number 8. So, number 7, CP3. Chris Paul has never known as an elite, elite shooter. He really is not a great shooter, in my opinion. But based on efficiency, I can't believe he made this list. I don't even know. I don't know what efficiency is made of. I don't agree. Coming at number 6, we got Dirk. Dirk, obviously a stretch 4. Coming at number 5, we got James Harden. James Harden, obviously, he missed a lot of shots, but, like, it's crazy that James Harden makes a list of efficiency. Then coming at number 4, Klay Thompson. No surprise. Number 3, LeBron. I want to talk about this one. LeBron, yeah, I guess he shoots mid-rangers, but I don't get how he makes top 3 in this list. Number 2, KD, he can do it from anywhere. Number 1, Steph Curry, no surprise. So I just want to get your opinion on this list of the top 10 shooters exactly based on efficiency.
It's interesting LeBron's at number 3. I would expect him to be lower. I'm also surprised that James Harden is CP3. I can understand it. I know CP3 is actually one of the more efficient players ever in the history of the NFL. NFL. We've been talking so much about NFL, I've completely forgot in the topic. The NBA, I'm sorry. I understand that. LeBron maybe a little too high. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey's mutual respect for each other. Hopkins claimed, "He's my favorite corner to play against. He's the only corner in the NFL that actually follows me. You got to respect that. No matter where I line up, he's right there in front of me." A lot of guys claim they're number one DBs, but not a lot of guys can do that. And Jalen Ramsey said he had a 99 overall rating in Madden, so that's near unguardable in Madden, right? It's pretty much like that in real life, too. So, honestly, these two could be the best wide receiver and cornerback in the league tandem. But the only guy blocking this, in my opinion, not Julio Jones, not Devontae Adams, not OBJ. We're going to corner at Stephon Gilmore. That's the only guy blocking them from being both the best in the league at the position. I think Stephon Gilmore is the best corner in the league, in my opinion.
Stephon Gilmore? You got to be crazy to say Stephon Gilmore is the best cornerback in the league.
You got to be crazy to say not to.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right, we're moving on to this last list, the top 5 players of the decade in 2010s, graded by coaches, all that stuff. This list, it has a lot of debate. So, number five, Kawhi Leonard. Yes, Kawhi Leonard is the best player in basketball right now. Yes, he won an NBA championship. Yes, he won two NBA championships in the 2010s decade. But he missed a couple years, and he was drafted in 2011. And in his first couple, like, 2 years, he really didn't do anything. So to put him top five in the decade over Russell Westbrook, over Damian Lillard, over Kyrie Irving, over a bunch of other guys who did great this decade.
You did not just say Damian Lillard over Kawhi Leonard.
Well, I didn't say he's better. I'm just saying, like, over. I'm just saying some of the guys that he's over with. He's missed, like, 3 years. Well, he missed 2 years in 2010. Plus, he did nothing for 2 years. So, like, obviously, there's a whole lot of perspective from this. But Kawhi's the best player in the league, so I'm not complaining about him too much.
Oh boy, you.
All right. Moving on to number four, you have James Harden. James Harden, I agree with, because he was the best sixth man in the league. He was all this stuff. He was an MVP. He became the star in front of our eyes. He's the best scorer in this decade, undoubtedly, with exception of KD, maybe. But James Harden, I think he does deserve to be on this list.
No arguments there.
All right, coming in at number one, two, and three. I want to put this in order. I want to discuss this all at one time. LeBron 1, 2, Curry 3, Durant. I honestly think it's absurd. I don't know if I'm the only one that Curry is right above Durant. First of all, Durant played every year of the 2010s on an elite level from 2010 to now. And obviously, Steph Curry was only in the second year and he wasn't doing too much back in 2010. But at the end of the day, like, I think Durant is, like, the better player in this decade. They both have had their clear peak in the decade. Yes, Curry won two MVPs compared to Durant's one. But at the end of the day, Durant has been elite, elite, elite. He's always been up there in the top three conversation. Until Curry's, like, real, real breakout year, his MVP year, I don't think anybody even had him there. And plus, at the end of the day, I just think Durant's a better player. I think Durant can even make a case for one with LeBron.
Well, I wouldn't say number one with LeBron. LeBron's career was defined throughout the 2010s. That's where he was the arguably the best player of all time. I totally agree with you. I feel like Durant is better than Curry in the 2010s. Curry's career prime really started off when he won his first MVP. I definitely agree with you there.
Alrighty, and LeBron is LeBron at number one. So, thank you for watching this episode of the SSTN Podcast. And from Joe and Sam, we will catch you guys next time.